just came up to me that when you were reading, I think it's a discourse that recognizing breath is short, like on a song and short, or contemplating it during meditation, when you said you said contemplating who's thinking, who's breathing, reflecting. So I'm not clear how's it different from thinking, you know, and why wouldn't you generate more thought? Like, why would I want to do that?
Yeah.
If I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great question. Because the... but, yeah, you have to pay attention to the results. Because sometimes, like, it's like planting those seeds. It's like planting those seeds of reflection. What you're doing is trying to look at your experience from a different angle and then trying to tease apart the assumptions that we have. So that what it should do is then help them clarify one's attention and then a sense of understanding starts to foster increased understanding of our body mind complex if it's just creating, if it's just random thinking or just proliferating thought or speculative thought, the nature of that kind of thought is that it keeps moving, and then it has an agitating quality to it. It's restless. Whereas when you're using thought as a reflective device, it has a settling quality. It has a sharpening quality. What you're doing is sharpening attention as opposed to spinning the mind out more. So that you have to pay attention to the result. And that's, you're seeing, okay, what works and what doesn't work. Because you're using thought to settle the mind, rather than indulging in thought to agitate the mind.
So it's sort of like an insight. And then peacefulness.
Yeah, there's a peacefulness, or there's a, even if the mind is, because the mind can still think and be peaceful. What a concept! Yeah. It's really so that's when it's. And it can be that's where it helps to shine light on one's experience. But if it's not, in the sense of it's just generating more thinking, more movement, more restlessness, then you have to pay more attention to what is it that helps to settle. So again, that word balance is really important.